So today I want to talk to you about, I'm going to go kind of a high-level overview because there's a lot of misconceptions out in the public about the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act. It's not a very intuitive law in a lot of ways, and there's a lot of really bad PR out there about this law that simply is not well-founded. And so I've included in the materials are excerpts from two law review articles I've written on it. One talks about the practical, like as if you were looking at a practice guide of how to use the CFAA in civil litigation. And the other is a little more theoretical, but I included it because it has a lot of updated recent information if anyone ever finds themselves deep into the weeds on this or wants to be. So I'm going to go kind of high level on what we're talking about here today, but know if you want to go really deep, there's stuff in the materials you can look at. So what we're going to talk about first is what is the CFAA, what does it protect, what are the elements of a basic CFAA claim, what are some of the key issues to look out for, and then we're going to finish up by talking about whether I think it's a useful claim in this type of context or a legal oddity. And you can probably already guess the answer on that one, but still. So, first question. How many of you have ever seen this screen back here? And do you know what it's from? Who can tell me what it's from? War Games, that's right. This very complex law that we're now talking about and that's been making headlines in the U.S. for the last couple of years came because of the movie War Games. Congress, doing what Congress does, got scared and said, aha, there's a problem. We might get hacked and a nuclear war start, so we need a law to protect against that. So they enacted the first Computer Fraud and Abuse Act back in 1984.